But that's just something you're going to have to deal with.
I think I'm going to turn the air conditioner off so I can hear anybody.
Sweet.
What?
All right, so that was Riff, who's here, like usual. Hot Stuff's also there, and tonight we'd like to proudly present our debutante, intern, Hogulus, who got here this week.
Hi.
And has been getting us coffee, hookers, and blow ever since he got here. Not really. I don't like coffee. So how's it going, guys?
We haven't really done anything interesting in a while.
Yeah. I don't know what we're gonna talk about.
Shows where we haven't really rolled anything out. Although I saw this thing on the AP Newswire. So Hot Stuff decided that he was going to become Asymmetric Publications director of communications for a little while.
Well, every time I do anything official, I come up with a new title that I then proceed to pretend like I actually have. I've been managing director before. I've been
directing manager.
Directing manager. I've been managed directions. No, I just sort of whatever seems like it would be a good title for whatever I'm trying to effect. I'm trying to achieve.
Oh, now I see what you were talking about with that form. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
That now allows anyone with access to the wiki to execute arbitrary queries in the database.
That seems like a terrible idea.
Awesome!
So, you know what? I'm gonna maybe edit that thing out of there right now, just in case.
Oh.
It just freaks me out that that's just something you can put into a thing.
Yeah, that is a little... What is that form tag in? Right there. There we go. That's going well. Yeah, so I fucked around and flushed the radio bugbear questions this morning. But I will retrieve them from the abyss and get them posted into the wiki. Should we start off by dealing with the Gun Run's relationship questions?
Sure.
That seems like the kind of thing people probably want to hear about right now. See, I was being sarcastic.
What?
All right, so the Gun Run says, "What is up, guys?" Instead of just bullshitting about our weekend and stuff, we'll deal with the Gun Run's relationship problems. "What is up, guys? I'm going to graduate from high school 4 days from when you read this. My best friend started to go out with this girl I used to date 2 years ago, 2.4-hour train ride girl. See, since the Gun Run tells us about every relationship that he's ever been in, or every girl that ever looked at him, we know about 2.4-hour train ride girl. About 4 months, then. Wait, he started to go out with her about 4 months now? He never asked me how I felt before going out with her. Just recently she wrote in my yearbook that she still liked me and put down her phone number and AIM screen name. She's going off to college in another state, while me and my best friend will be attending a different college with each other. What would you do?" I would fuck as many girls as possible in college and never talk to anyone I went to high school with ever again. That's... Don't, you know, bros before hoes, dude. It 6 months from now, you're just not going to care. So. Ice Death says, "No!" Because he doesn't like the advice that he knew you were going to get the Gun Run.
It's kind of creepy how he knew that.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Occasional JD says, "The duck should give you an effect that allows you to swim underwater and not get wet, and it should be called Down Syndrome." I was thinking that Down's syndrome would be an effect that you got from fighting a barrel white. You know, because they live in the Downs. Moors. What was the... Right, the Demi-Moor?
Right.
You get Moore's Law effect, which is like Cole's Law, only with ranch instead of mayonnaise.
Or mustard.
I bet coleslaw with mustard would be pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Everything else that
depends
uses mayonnaise,
mustard.
I've replaced with mustard, and it's just been delicious.
No, but we had coleslaw with mustard.
We had coleslaw with mustard?
Yeah. In Louisiana.
Oh, is that why that coleslaw was so good?
Yes.
Well, fine. See, I'm
irrescient
post-seat. "While I love the pizza cube idea," says Monster, "you do realize that you would only need to add 4 pizzas in order to cover every possible combination of ingredients. Every possible combination of current ingredients, sure, but the idea is to make it so anything can go on a pizza."
Yeah. Terrible idea.
And or everything.
Ridiculous says, "Why aren't the desert jackets in a Zap group?" First I thought he said dessert jackets.
That's sort of like a smoking jacket.
Yeah. Said it's probably got a bib in the front.
I was going to say, like, you have to eat cannolis.
Alright. KMD says that he's not going to feel like we love him unless I talk on air about his idea, which is that the... Okay, so first of all, some robots for Robopolis.
Okay.
And then...
Robopolis.
Right. And then we could write a new version of it that had some elements from Peter Molyneux's Populous. And then hire George Stephanopoulos as the mayor, so that we would end up with Robo-Hobopiel Stephanopoulos.
I like it.
Robo-Hobopiel Stephanopoulos? Stephanopoulos?
Domo arigato. Yeah.
It's as unpronounceable as it's going to be.
I think that's an idea for the ages. I think like that idea's time has like come.
You can only
and gone. Oh,
there it went.
Totally unpronounceable. Why aren't the Desert Jackets in a Zap group? They are a group. Yeah, but we want them to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
We have to do something mean every now and then
we
just to keep ourselves interested.
Decidedly un-asshole-ish thing in the new outfits.
Yeah, yeah. The
I was surprised about that.
The boss gear was initially not zappable,
and we reversed our decision because we thought we want people to play it, but to not feel like they have to whinge every time that the piece that they want doesn't drop.
That reminds me. I need to... I'm not going to say what my suggestion is, but I want to, because everybody listening will love it and will shout until you guys implement it.
Did you already type it into dev chat?
No, but it's something I have suggested I suggested earlier this morning, and I just want to reiterate that later.
Something you suggested in dev chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we saw that. I don't know
do you
how
remember
you feel about that.
I think it's good because I think the situation is very unequal otherwise.
You asked if we change the way the logs are sorted because now it looks like they're not sorted either by player or by time.
It was after that, I believe.
Yeah.
Here, I'll pull up the thing and tell you what the time code was.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I don't know. People, the thing is. Somebody, I'm sure, has already asked about that on the radio. So let's skip ahead. Parakan asks, why aren't the new skills that we get from items instantly permed? They don't influence the Ascension game, and they just intentionally slow things down for no good reason.
That's not true at all.
I feel like they slow things down for a pretty good reason. And here is that pretty good reason. There are other things like this that you guys don't necessarily know about yet, but we sort of want high-level content to encourage people to still periodically ascend.
Yep.
Because that means that the content that's geared towards, say, level 15 to 20 is going to continue to be as relevant as the content that's currently geared for levels 9 to 12 are, because there
yep.
will always be people at levels 15 to 20, and there will be people who are at levels 15 to 20 again, and there will be lots of good places for them to fight or whatever. So, in a way, making it so you have to ascend to perm those skills. The one thing that kind of don't like, but people will eventually figure it out, and it won't seem like such a big deal. People won't do the accidental things like, oh, I used it in a casual run.
Right.
Whatever. They're also not going to be as expensive as they are now.
Yeah, there will be more.
For long. You know, they're probably...
They're tradable, I guess.
They are tradable. And Zare speculates that they are going to land at about 1 million feet.
I think people get more than one of them per dungeon run, though. So, opportunity cost-wise.
I was talking specifically about the AT ones.
The Equidient Thief ones.
But even that.
Yeah. I did put a note on those today that when you look at them, it says... Although, I don't know if I pushed that out. When you look at them, it says this skill can only be used by Accordion. Or this item grants a skill that can only be used by Accordion Thieves.
Oh, yeah, I was
going to
say, you got the,
can you not tell when you're in casual?
I don't think you can. Not unless you spend less than that difference.
Yeah, there might not be a way to differentiate between softcore and softcore out of run
and casual. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, or the thing is, there is a function now for skill granting items, which I could build in some safeguards. I could have it give you a warning if you are in a casual run, just when you will not be able to perm this skill because you are currently in a casual run. Are you sure you want to use it? And then yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how to what extent, Riff, do you think a warning like that would ease your mind about?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that helps. It wasn't so much the thing about people, like, accidentally using it to, or to like wasting it, so much as the fact that the other classes are getting class-specific gear that they automatically keep permanently, whereas the ATs are getting these skills that they have to spend their only skill choice that run to perm.
Well, sure. They, for the accordion thief buffs, which are limited to level 15, this is less of an issue, but I would argue that a passive, the passive skills that you get from, that drop from Hodgman, those are an order of magnitude more valuable than any piece of gear that could drop, because you can use them in hardcore in the future, right? So that, with the accordion thief skills, they are not ascension relevant, and so, you know, yeah, I can see a different argument there, but yeah, I don't know. Let's see. They're saying that they can't hear you.
Who's they and you?
I think that's better. I was talking about how the audio is. Just make sure that the mic is actually at your mouth.
Right.
We've also we have a mic set up for Xenophobe, who was asleep. And
yeah.
May or may not wake up.
I woke him up and I was like, "Hey, do you want to do the radio show?" He's like, "Yeah. When is it?" I was like, "Now." He's like, "Yeah, yeah. I'll be up." I think he fell back asleep.
Raiji Neely says, why is Spooky Grow unavailable after you get the Hidden Temple, according to the wiki? What if you later decide that you want a whelp in Bad Moon? Yeah, that's a problem. I really need to go back and change the way that it used to be the case that people did not want to mess with the Hidden Temple, so I changed it to that plinth thing where you can skip it, and that's not the case anymore. Everybody has to go to the temple now, so that really needs to be simplified a little bit. Putineska says, sometimes one cannot drink anything to use the divine champagne flutes. Can you give them an autocell? Booze is not irrelevant in Oxy or Cheat. You can feed it to the hobo or autocell it for me. No, okay. Booze is not irrelevant, but divine champagne flutes are, and that's just okay. Dr. Risen says, OMG, Jick, if I lived anywhere near Phoenix, I would totally love to play D&D with you. Then you could buy me booze. And when I say you could buy me booze, I mean I give you $20 and you go to the corner liquor store and then you come back and give me two Mr. Accessories. Putineska says, the thing about the arena is that it's the only way to get most familiar equipment, some of which is interesting, but because of changes in the game, it's never worth 1,000 meat in 10 turns for a chance to get one. If you could make it cost less and not take turns, allow a limited number of fights every X turns you spend doing other things, maybe make it so you have to leave your familiar in the arena for a turn to fight, but you can adventure somewhere else with another familiar. I don't know. I honestly don't know how I feel about all this arena angst. People, you know, the argument that it hasn't changed in 3 years, therefore it should change, doesn't hold any water, I don't think. But the argument that it's totally irrelevant to the Ascension game and it used to be a core mechanic may or may not be relevant or hold water.
It definitely is still useful for leveling familiars. And, you know, people who want trophies or whatever will use it.
And they just say it's too expensive.
During an Ascension run,
yeah.
It may be.
Derek Henn says, can you please move the tiny bottle of absinthe from mostly potions to miscellaneous? It seems more appropriate to be in the same area as the Llamagong. Yeah, I should either do that or move the Llamagong to the
mostly potions.
Mostly potions, yeah. In fact, go ahead and do that. People.
Which one? Llamagong?
Yeah.
Llamagong.
Llamagongs now show up in the mostly potions section.
Are you doing that before it's actually been done?
Yes.
Dude.
Well, it's to encourage you to hurry the hell up. Get better at your job.
Just for that, I'm going to change the portal.
Rama Llama Ging Gongs.
Sure.
No.
Dude.
Don't do that.
But too late.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, the white space on all sides of the link you're trying to click is a link to something else. Oh, would it be possible to make the whole 500 by 744 image of Hobopolis not a link to the town square adventure zone? It's very easy to misclick when trying to go to one side, one of the side areas, when the white space on all sides of the link you're trying to click is a link to something else.
How big did you make those boxes?
About the size of the text.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So that's probably,
having some space between them would probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe just have the middle be.
Yeah, I mean, it just, yeah. I suppose that I could just make a shape that shared a border with Richard Grinnell at the bottom. Although, then the shape has to stretch out around the... The thing is, I guess you never lose anything by accidentally clicking on a link to a zone, right? You know, I'll just go back. I don't want to a container document.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You always lose something by going to the town square if that's not what you want to do.
Yeah.
That be true. Be true, that be.
I keep switching back and forth between the new questions and the old questions, which I should not do. The thing from Uranus says, suggestion for the Naughty Sorceress. I know, big rework. For the potions, perhaps each round the Naughty Sorceress could have a chance to remove some buffs based on block rate instead of obliterating them all at the start. Well, I don't know. You know, the Sorceress does not necessarily need to remove all of your buffs anymore. Right?
What?
But it's still... Yeah.
Man...
Harry Annie says, hey, Mr. Skellhead, I found wasabi in a tube very useful in quitting smoking. The burning flavor blast really satisfies the oral craving. Wasabi in a tube.
Yeah. You can get, like, garlic paste and wasabi and stuff in, like,
okay. I was imagining wasabi tubes. In a tube delivered like a cigarette.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. I imagine, like, you could squeeze it out to look like a cigarette and then let it harden a little bit, maybe, and then...
You could use it as toothpaste.
Yeah, you could use it as toothpaste.
Yeah, on the tip. Oh, yeah. You could just put it on the tip of the filter. All the smoke would be filtered through wasabi.
You could punch yourself in the balls every time you smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
That's hard to do with gusto.
Seesaw
just do it with your fist.
Seesaw says, could the Colossal Closet have a button to take everything out of the closet at once like Hanks does after you're out of hard
No.
Time? Yep. No. People sometimes ask why we answer repeat questions on the radio, and it's because, you know, for some people, this is the first time they've ever listened to the show. And so, no, we can't do that. Well, we could do that, but we don't want to, because every time somebody hits that take everything out of Hanks button, the baby Jesus cries a little bit, and the tears cause short circuits in the hard drive of the database server that make the game slower for everybody else that's playing for a few seconds.
And because you can only do it once.
You can only do it once per ascension, yeah. So that's okay. The just overwhelming convenience of that is worth it to do. But with the closet, man, people would just put all in closet, take all out of closet, put all in closet, take all out of closet. There would be a button in KOL Mafia. Labeled cause lag. They would just repeatedly put everything in and take everything out of the closet.
What
are they,
what that, like, takes everything out of
the That wouldn't be any harder, I don't think.
On the database thing?
On the database thing.
I'm getting really pissed about this particular junk mail that I've been getting all day long.
You're just getting copy of it. Keeps
yeah.
Spam.
I have marked it spam. This is the fourth time.
Set up a custom filter.
What?
Set up a filter.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because your mail program sucks gay ass.
It probably could do that. I just don't know how what you're talking about.
It can do it. Because it's on a Mac, it hides all the useful features from you. Perhaps you need to right-click on something in order to set up a filter.
Whatever. Are you trying to make a joke about the fact that there's no right-click?
On a mouse with one button.
Mm-hmm.
My mouse has more buttons than your mouse.
I'm just saying.
The problem with your mouse is that it doesn't actually work. It has more buttons than my mouse, but when I put my mouse in my hand, I can actually click all of the buttons.
Yeah, I can click all the buttons on my mouse.
Yeah. That was long.
You've
got
to be smarter than the mouse.
You have
Jake.
To completely change the way you interface with the computer.
Oh, you're right, because if there are letters on the keyboard, you need to push them in the right order or else they're not going to work.
Are you honestly going to tell me that if suddenly every keyboard in the world was replaced with a keyboard, that you could only type a letter if your hands weren't touching any other part of the keyboard? at the time, that you would think that that was just totally okay?
No, but that's also not... That's a totally reasonable way to use this particular mouse. And it's not anywhere on the mouse. You just can't be touching the other button.
You cannot be resting your finger on the mouse.
On the other... On the other button.
That is a flaw so fundamental in the design of that product.
Whatever.
I have to side with Zach on this one.
It is not, though. It is totally... It works totally fine.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's fucking horrible.
Alright.
I was so sad that I couldn't use it. And it took me so long to figure out why it wasn't working.
Did you actually make sure that you had set the second button to actually work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that it doesn't...
Because that's the thing. Every time I was like... Why isn't my second mouse button working? And then I would very carefully try to hit it, and it would work. It was just normally and naturally using.
I see.
Even after you explained to me how to do it, I still couldn't make that mouse work for me in World of Warcraft.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just... It makes perfect sense to me, and it works just fine.
It's a Mighty Mouse.
It's the Apple Mighty Mouse. It's Apple finally. Hey, check it out. We finally perfected a two-button mouse.
It's a four-button mouse.
We finally invented a mouse with more than one button. Aren't we innovative?
And disguised it so that it looks like it has no buttons at all.
So it doesn't scare grandma.
The innovation was that it had a omnidirectional trackball.
I have to admit that there was... Over the several hours that I spent screaming at that mouse because the goddamn right-click button didn't work, I did once encounter a situation where I wanted to use the omnidirectional scroll.
The scroll ball is awesome. Just so you know.
Just like anything that has balls in it.
Our trivia team, which, again, we got sort of pwned this week.
We didn't get that pwned. We got 50 out of 80 points.
Yeah, well, the winning team probably got something like 76 or something.
I think the winning team did get 76 out of 80 points. Yeah, that's just... The winning team was like 8 nerds.
It was 2 guys.
No, it wasn't.
It was 2 guys.
Well, each of them had 3 other nerds. They were probably cheating on the internet.
I don't know. I think they were just...
Different, younger, better looking internet.
Frighteningly aware of trivia.
Well read. Yeah. Yeah, but they decided that our team name, because there were 5 guys and 1 girl on the team, the team name was going to be 10 balls and a bag.
Yeah.
But Hot Stuff insists that bag did not mean the girl in general, but a vagina. And I insisted that in order for that to actually be meaningful, anyone, anywhere, would have had to have referred to a vagina as a bag. You can't just make something like that up and suddenly decide that it's a funny joke. That's what I say. Riff, did you ever read the Oh Boy Sleep, That's When I'm a Viking?
Oh, God, yes. That Metafilter thread?
That was the best
argument
I've ever read. let's see. When you said on Thursday, that's why no one in the kingdom talks about your parents, you meant aside from all the bosses that claim to be one of your parents, right? Yeah. Of course I meant aside from that. Gerbilman says, why do you guys always make me laugh so hard I vomit during your radio shows?
Wow, that's...
That's
terrible.
Yeah.
Subbotsky says, would you consider letting the wand of polymorph polypile stuff? It would be fun, and I can't think of where it would be overpowered. It might make zapping lower quality items like cocktail summons actually desirable. Sweet, my 5 little paper umbrellas turned into 3 ice cubes and 2 coconut shells. Aside from balance issues, I mean, for one, if you had 3 bugbear bung guards and you wanted to polypile them, using one charge to have 3 chances to get a beanie is overpowered. Oh, because they're in the outfit. Yeah. So let's imagine there are 3 items in the set. Because that's one of the only two item polymorph sets are the outfits that happen to have 2 items in them. But anyway, just extrapolate from that an example of when it actually would be more powerful than it is now. I don't know that it would be overpowered, but it would be overpowered relative to its current power. The other thing is, if you had 5, I mean, put however many in your closet you don't want to poly pile is an irritating solution. Ryjaneely says, it's annoying to have to change into, say, the Bugbear outfit to shop at the store. It's not like the Cove, so why not let us shop there if we have the outfit in inventory? I've always been against that, and I don't remember why. Hot Stuff, do you remember why I'm against that?
So what was I'm looking for the euphemism bag and vagina on the internet.
Yeah, and if it took you that long to find it, that's because it's not real.
Well, whatever. It might not be well known, but I feel like it's pretty obvious.
Okay. Vaginas of mostly water.
What was the question?
The question was, why do you have to change into the Bugbear outfit to shop at the Bugbear Bakery rather than just being able to have it in your inventory? Because you could change into it.
Well, okay, you could defeat the naughty sorceress with all of your skills and stuff, so why don't we just let you automatically ascend? I mean, what kind of question is that?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't look like a bugbear unless you're in the outfit. I mean, what? How hard is that to grok?
Sure.
What? You gotta dress up like a bugbear to go into the store.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a role-playing game, people! It's a role-playing game!
It seems so natural to me that it works that way, right? Why not just... Okay, why not let you into the hippie camp to fight if you have the outfit in your inventory or whatever? Or some place where that actually is.
The battlefield, for example, would just not work because right. You would have both sides, and right. It just would...
Sure. But someone would then say, allow me to retort. And then their retort would consist of, your equipment doesn't do anything in NPC stores. But yes, it does, because Travolton trousers, you could wear Travolton trousers and still get the discount at the Bugbear Bakery. And that would be totally broken. that would create so many infinite meats. It would be another blast. That's the thing. Okay. The reason?
Don't say it.
No.
Okay.
The reason, Ryjaneely, that you have to change into the Bugbear outfit is to avoid another Black Sunday. Philo Farnsworth says, can we get it so we can use non-standard English characters in a familiar name? No. Hey, Jick and Crew says Disco Daryl. I met this girl that I thought she liked me because we went to the movies and he had some fun. The last night she was flirting with other guys. Any advice? Go to college, fuck as many girls as possible, and never talk to anyone you went to high school with ever again.
Wait, what? Really?
No, I still have friends from high school.
Okay.
I mean, Scully and the Pretentious Artist are both, you know.
So, it's possible that she likes you, but not exclusively.
That, honestly, is a good situation.
It's possible that she's a whore, because they kind of like everybody. Well, right?
There's so nothing wrong with that.
She does like you. She also likes every other dude who has $4 to buy her a child matinee ticket. So, I kind of had to go there because I said $4. And I realized now, you know, it's been a long time since you take a girl to movies for $4. She's...
In any case, this is a good situation. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Terrible says, according to dictionary.com, squirrel is two syllables. Yeah. It's one of those things where I feel like you could easily go either way, but if I saw somebody using squirrel as a single syllable in a haiku, I would not say that it was wrong.
What about whirl? Squirrel and whirl. Are you saying that they're pronounced the same?
Yeah, well, yeah. No. Whirl is definitely one syllable, right?
Right. But, I mean, are you saying that squirrel and whirl are...
I'm saying that squirrel
do
and
they
whirl...
Do they rhyme?
Squirrel and whirl rhyme, yeah. So they,
so that, I mean, they have to be
the
one syllable
that it's actually said, yeah. Squirrel, but someone else could pronounce it squirrel.
Right.
Actually... one of the three pronunciations listed on dictionary.com is a one syllable.
Is a single syllable pronunciation. Yeah. It certainly, dictionary.com would certainly never go so far as to claim that squirrely was a three syllable word. Squirrely is a real word.
Weird. One of them is just squirr. There's squirra. Wait, really?
Do you
I think that
squirrel
is it
squirr?
Is it written in, like, a phonetic alphabet that you don't know how to read?
S-K-W-U-H-R. It's not in IPA. There's, here, I'll show you. There's a show IPA. There we go. Squirrel.
I found a link on Filter to this blog series that this guy had written where he bought a wooden cask of India Pale Ale in England and then took it by boat to India to see what it actually tasted like originally. But it linked to the first post in the blog, and the blog was so difficult to navigate that I couldn't find the rest of the story, and I didn't want to spend more than a couple minutes finding out. So I didn't bother.
Huh.
So if anybody knows how that turned out.
I'm guessing the beer was probably terrible by the time you got to
India. Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, I just saw the Indiana Jones film, and Jake, you are not incorrect. He did say library. I heard it too.
Huh.
Watch it again.
Library.
That just does not make any sense. Like, you're saying Harrison Ford said library.
Yes.
He's not retarded.
He said nuclear. He very clearly said nuclear, and you heard that.
I don't understand. He's not retarded.
Well, no, but perhaps Spielberg told him that his character was retarded.
I see.
Perhaps it was the secret onset of dementia. That was the plot twist. But they never got around to it.
I see.
Oh yeah, put the subtitles on.
See if the subtitles are phonetic.
Yeah. The director's cut might explain why he says library and nuclear. Bigglesworth. There's still that bug in the junkyard. A deadhead says smudged alchemical recipes need multi-use link.
Huh.
I don't know if those are coded to be multi-use or not. I'm not gonna look right. LS Calt says when Hobopolis comes out, please resume work on Heartbreaker's Hotel and Fernsworthy's Tower. Thanks for having such an awesome game. We never started work on Heartbreaker's Hotel, so it would be very difficult to resume work on it. Riff, what's going on with Fernsworthy's Tower? Isn't that like 90% done?
Is it part of the?
Not.
Is it part of the?
The sticking point on Fernsworthy's Tower is coming up with a puzzle.
For it.
I'll come up with a puzzle. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, I wanted to get the...
The player base is probably less scared of Hot Stuff's puzzles than Riff's because they believe that Hot Stuff's will be solvable.
I think Nemesis is probably going to happen before Fernsworthy anyway. I think that's probably more... I don't know that urgent is the right word, but higher priority.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that there was a sequel. It is the third title in the Xevious series. When you said solvable, it made me think of Solvaloo, which is the name of the ship in Xevious.
Huh.
And apparently there was a Xevious 2. No, there was a Super Xevious. It was practically the same game, made significantly harder, and with a few rarely seen new enemies. That kind of sucks. Solvaloo was the same game, but it had a 3D pilot's eye view. The music to Xevious is among my favorite video game music, even though it's only like three notes. Oh, there's the intro when the ship first comes up. You kind of want to get killed so you can hear that awesome flourish. A deadhead says, you received the message, you cook up a delicious new item when using a chef in the box, even when cooking multiple items. Madeline says, the images for the rusty metal ring and shaft in the haiku dungeon are inaccurate now. Fix, please. Oh, yeah. The revamping the haiku dungeon is probably going to be something that we do relatively soon. There was a tremendous amount of work done on it already.
Like a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating how long that has been sitting around, because it was kind of cool.
Yeah, but it's also not... It's not nearly as dumb as it is. We've been through this.
Yeah, I know. Just saying. It was cool.
Tom Thompson says, loaded dice should be obtained by combining fuzzy dice with any bottle of booze.
Unless they have a really high tolerance.
Dr. Pojo says, do you set account numbers that are prime numbers to one side? I haven't seen any. My player idea is prime.
No, it's not.
What, one isn't prime?
No.
I didn't know that.
Two is the first prime number.
Not that noise.
I'm sorry.
I mean, one is only divisible by one and itself.
One is not a prime number.
It's like...
That is very arbitrary.
Well, it has its own category for some or something. I forget what it's called. Doesn't it?
Category. What? Weird. Boris Badnov says, dude, I was at my summer job talking to a friend on the phone, and I mentioned something about Jick, and then later something I heard about from Scully. When I hung up, another kid was all like, do you play KOL? So I said yes, and we were like, sweat. And then he says, I mean, sweet.
Until the 19th century, most mathematicians consider the number one a prime.
See?
You're only 100 years behind the times.
Than pre-19th century mathematicians and scientists. Who? Tell me that. Who knows more than them? Who knew more than them?
The change in label occurred so that the fundamental theorem of arithmetic, as stated, is valid. Each number has a unique factorization into primes.
Parafert says, how about making dwarf bread a combat item? Now, there is no way, given the way the database is, or the way the code is currently structured, to make something that is both food and a combat item.
That makes me sad.
Frank and Bean says, seems that Teleportitis can override the generic summer holiday adventure. This is not a complaint, just wondering if it was supposed to.
Teleportitis is just out of control.
Yeah. And then, weird, I can Teleportitis into the fountain if I have one of the holiday accessories equipped. Yeah, that fountain is just another zone. It doesn't look like it. Simeon says, you guys were far too kind to that rave scene in The Matrix. Yeah, because we didn't have a little stick figure Keanu Reeves having sex and then crying. I saw that part of The Matrix movie. Like, I just happened to be flipping through channels, and I got to the very, very end of Morpheus' speech, and then the drums kicked in.
I liked that song, though. That was some good technique.
ASC says, can you add commas to large numbers for easier reading? Well, yes, you can. That's a trick that a lot of people have learned over the years. Tell us if there are places where we're not doing that, because it is
standard practice.
Our pretty standard practice, yeah. So.
You don't do it in clan warfare numbers, for example.
You know what else I don't do to clan warfare?
Is care.
Yeah, care or pay any attention to it at all after.
The clans with the most bags of goodies are, like, near the integer limit.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bags of goodies.
Yeah, I mean, that means a lot of meat gets stuck.
I don't think so. I think that's all bug meat that's gone awry.
Well, Litchfield claims that post-19th century mathematicians and scientists know more than pre-19th century mathematicians. Scientist, but I'm not so sure. I'm gonna get a tattoo that's like phlogiston for life.
I think those were just philosophers. Those were not mathematicians.
They were chemists. I mean, it was
no. There was no such thing as chemists pre-19th century.
There were alchemists.
They were all. It was just natural philosophy. That's why philosophy is so cool.
But they were chemists. Anybody who does experiments with materials and the chemical reactions that you can apply to or create in those materials is a chemist.
Well, if they were doing experiments on electricity, are they physicists?
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin was a physicist.
And a chemist.
Yes.
And a statesman and a scholar.
Yeah. A
brewer and a patriot.
And a gentleman. A brewer and a patriot, yeah.
And a lover of birds.
Like a naked Jew.
I guess.
Damn it, Karen. Russer Butter says, was it just random luck, or did you make frigid moats easier to pickpocket in a layer of the Ninja Stone? While getting my lucre today in my 40 turns of venturing, I got 5.
Wow, that's a lot.
No, they didn't get any easier. I don't think.
I don't know that they were hard to begin with. They just weren't well known.
No, they're pretty hard. They're pretty low drop rate. I'm not exactly... I don't remember who... Let's see. Ninja Snowman... That one does not drop the most.
It's
the Weapon Master that drops the most? Okay. Yeah, it's 5% pickpocket and all the transfer.
That's,
See, now you guys know the drop rate on something.
Good job.
Frigid Moats are required for something in Hobopolis.
Oh, is that the...
That's one of the...
Dang.
No, I know. I was like, Adam, an asshole.
Oh, wow.
Well, the thing is, they're trivially inexpensive.
Sure, sure.
Well, they, or rather, they were trivially inexpensive at the mall. Has anybody... You think? Has anybody made one of those?
I don't know.
Yet?
If only you had some sort of access to the database.
No, the moats are still pretty cheap.
Well, he was kidding, because he was saying that you got to give it like 30 seconds or so for the broadcast to get out to the people.
But I would...
By you mentioning it, you have increased the price.
No, I'm saying I wondered if anyone had found it, because if they had, it seems like it would have created a run on
I don't know.
Let me look. Let me see.
It's going to be pretty... It's pretty... a slow trickle of... Of utility.
It's possible, I guess, that... there are none.
Huh. Oh, did you actually put that in? Did you put that in? You might not have made it possible. Remember, you had to add that thing, that place.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
No, the new chef stuff in the box. I guess.
Did you add the quest to make it possible?
I did. Oh. I thought. I don't know. Maybe just saying that there's a chef staff in Hobopolis, but it's not
there
that.
Isn't. There's a
yeah. There's not. Well, maybe it's fucked up. Maybe it's not working on live servers. Somebody will tell us.
Yeah, did you push guild?
I did. I pushed it a long time ago.
How long?
Like
weeks.
Prior to the rollout. Because I expected that I would forget it. Right? I put it in there. It doesn't hurt anything for
right.
the chef's death recipe for a non-released item. NC Sorcerer says, Jake, there's an annoying bug that allows people to send blank packages, which really screws up Wadbot, lol. Submit a bug report. How about that?
In a package.
Yeah. put it in an empty pack in the inside note of a bugged empty package. Xmudex says, is it true that the higher you level, the lesser drops you'll receive in Hobopolis?
Nope.
Nope. Xmudex is so great. I can't believe that I can take this question.
Oh, he has a bigger question?
Yeah. Ashlon says, quick question. Is it possible to make it such that a sub-forum is viewable only if you have certain ranks, like, say, a recruitment forum that guests can't see?
Is it technically possible? Probably. Is it likely we'll implement it?
Probably not. RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. So which one of these would make a better Crimbo gift? Tuba Hero 3, Theremin Band, or Monsters of Jew's Harp? Would it be politically... Is it politically incorrect to refer to a mouth harp as a Jew's harp?
If it is, I don't care. Because
yeah,
I firmly believe that that is the proper and correct name for it.
Like the, Hebe clarinet. I mean, you could call it a face fife if you wanted to be technical. Nobody will know what you're talking about. Amp Dev is already talking about Perma Unlock Bad Moon as the next agenda that they're going to be padding on.
Yeah.
Well, then that's fine. Abaddon1 says, couldn't the skills which can only be used by certain classes be auto-perm, so if one gets one of the skills and is casual, they can preserve the skill or get more than one of them or make the one class skill transferable after use? Never going to make a skill transferable after use. You can get more than one of them, so it's not... There is no way to permanently fuck yourself, and so it's... I honestly don't expect there to be any changes made with this stuff. Again, I'm jumping around between these two sets of questions. I'm told that I've doubled the price of notes. That's awesome. Somebody bought up all the cheap.
Belgium.
Yeah. I mean, there's still. Yeah, my wife wants me to say that wrapping paper will also be very useful. No problem. Some wrapping paper. But it doesn't. Okay. I'm not going to. Landstuhl says, "Hey man, whoa man, hey man, whoa man." What would be your thoughts on a Soul Calibur movie? I would not care.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there any plot to Soul Calibur?
Kinda.
Really?
There's. I feel like there's about a paragraph of story in between every pair of games.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, because...
It's just fighting, as far
yeah,
as I can
fighting
tell.
Game,
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, they have an excuse for fighting.
Which is what?
There's this evil sword, and some people want it because they're evil, and some people want to destroy it because they're good.
Okay, does anything ever happen since they keep having more and more Soul Calibur games?
You, depending, like, if you play through the arcade mode with a certain character and win,
yeah.
You get the little paragraph of text about
what
the outcome of their having won is.
I see.
Kind of like Diablo, you know.
Diablo was awesome,
yeah.
Though.
But the story is that, you know, when Diablo 2 came out, the story was that it was the warrior that beat Diablo 1, right?
Sure.
You know, so...
But I don't know that it mattered, really. It could have been
yeah, anything. Wasn't it the same either way, no matter who you beat Diablo 1 with?
Yeah, the ending cinematic made you the warrior.
Yeah.
When you beat it, which, whatever.
That was just that. Honestly, was the best ending to a video game I have ever seen.
Yeah, that rocked me. That was awesome.
I was like, oh,
totally
my
not
God.
Expecting that.
Madison 14 says, "Why can't you fold a towel whip? It seems like the most basic of real life towel folding items should be implemented."
You don't fold it. You sort of like
yeah,
twirl
yeah,
it around.
We'd have to put a twirl link on it. And plus, we don't want to encourage that kind of gay locker room behavior. We want to encourage different types of gay locker room behavior. Cyber34 says, 4 months ago, I had lost interest in KOL. However, all the exciting stuff in the last month or so has me back playing, which is weird, because I don't feel like anything has happened in the last month other than Hobart.
Well, there's been the lead-up. There's been all the excitement about Hobart.
Okay. Just wanted to say, good luck. We're all counting on you. Also, I'm very excited about Hobopolis. Will there be hobos? Cyber34 says, oh, and did Arbor Day have any real purpose? Will we have something new this time around? And then again, I just wanted to say, good luck. We're all counting on you.
Yeah. Real purpose.
Uh-huh. No, we've been working on that 3 months ago, when we were supposed to. Definitely not today. We definitely didn't just do a bunch of that work today.
It's not Arbor Day yet.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, it seems that ever since I switched to Firefox, I've been encountering more black puddings. Intentional? Nope. That's just vagaries of randomness.
Doesn't even make any sense.
Mythman611 says, tell me if it's just me, but for the longest time, I thought the Banshee Librarian's head was just looking over a moldy table. Yeah. It's just you.
Wait, you're saying that they're a moldy table?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
Enemy Lasagna says, I never had any troubles with Grim Fandango. I just used the method of use every item I hadn't found a use for yet against everything that hasn't been useful yet. Eventually you run low on options and the answer presents itself to you. But that is just such a bullshit way of playing a game that I refuse to do it. Like, I understand every time I get stuck in an adventure game that I could solve the problem if I just found every interactable object in the game world and tried to use every item in my inventory on it, but I'm just not going to do that. Apocalypse Drop says, seriously recommend allowing for /hobo to fire into the Hobopolis channel or some other abbreviation to make that less cumbersome.
/ho.
I believe it does.
/ho or /hobo, I think.
I think they both work.
Yeah.
Really?
Cool. Undocumented.
And we left them undocumented because there was some weirdness about the way that people in dev suddenly were expecting them to work. I don't remember what it was.
They were expecting to be able to switch to Slash Ho, which you can't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just for speaking into there.
And I could have sworn that there were already shortcuts like that.
Isn't there another channel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, guys, there is this pretty feature-rich macro system in KOLs.
Yeah, that's true.
That you can, you know, anything you think there should be a shortcut for, knock yourself
slash one or whatever.
Frankenbean says, while testing my macros in clan, I noticed that I cannot execute them in the form /clan/1. Do you folks think that should be supported? No, because...
You can do /1 and then a variable for where you want it to fire into.
You can, yeah. If your macro is %%, then you can. Yeah, you can. You know, you can do a macro where you specify a channel that macro gets executed in. But the problem with allowing /clan/1 is that when you type that, the macro has to be evaluated at some point, right? And since it's possible for the macro to change what channel something is executing into, it has to be evaluated before it picks what channel to send something into. So it's just, I think that there is probably not any way to parse a macro like that without creating situations where there is, you can give it a command that is totally ambiguous. And right now you can't. So
there was also something that was brought up in the forums today about why do we allow the person who killed the boss to distribute the loot from that boss? And nobody thought of this because I don't think it's going to be obvious to a random player or whatever. But you know, KOL, while we're trying to sort of expound on multiplayer content, is different than a lot of other multiplayer content and. You have to remember that when a player kills a boss, the only thing that the game is sure of is that person is still playing the game, right? And so we had to make it such that, like, your clan leader or whoever has permissions to distribute loot might never log in again, right? The only thing that we know is that person just killed that boss, so they are the most likely person to be able to distribute that particular piece of
loot. To actually be logged on and distribute that loot. To be involved in the current run because they were clearly just participating.
Right, so that is why they can distribute the loot, and not for any, not for the reason of, they get to pick it up because they killed the boss or that kind of thing. It's not, we realize that could create some social issues, but the technical issue of them being definitely online at the time that the loot is created is the real issue of why that works that way.
It is a little weird, right? Somebody's saying that killing the boss is a privilege, right? So why reward people who are already being rewarded with the content of fighting the boss, I guess.
Yeah.
The spare drops that he drops.
And the fact that in huge, ginormous clans, people could, snipe in to try to kill a boss and then distribute the loot for themselves
maybe anything that we can do to discourage people from being in huge, ginormous clans and actually, the thing about being in a giant clan is, when I played Dragon Court, I was in a giant clan, right? I got all these benefits of being in a clan, but I never fucking talked to anybody, The clan is a social structure, and being in a gigantic clan, a clan that is so big that it does not consist of a social structure at all. It's just, this is a place that I can click to get 3,000 meat every day.
Right.
Because they'll let anyone in. You know, that is not the type of thing that we develop Tobopolis for. That is not the group of people that this is playing towards.
That said, KOL Addicts had the second or third legitimate run. Joe them.
I cannot even imagine what their Tobopolis channel must look like when they're doing a run with 500 people in there at a time.
Yeah. That's cool though. It's just awesome.
I mean, it was creating significant chat lag.
Really?
Just the bulk of extra shit being
blown into chat by those clans run. So.
I bet there was a noticeable increase in bandwidth.
Well, it might have. It also might have been worse when it was apparent.
Well, that generates the same number of. It generates the same number of entries in the chat. It's just right. There was a bug though. The chat got way behind because. Since everyone was seeing everybody's Papopolis stuff, yeah, that was
terrible.
Yeah, that was a real mess. but yeah, you know, I could definitely see why somebody would think that the decision to have tradable drops for the person who killed the boss, you know, why reward them on top of them being rewarded with content was. You know, us thinking of this in terms of, like, a World of Warcraft raid where it's like, oh, let's get all the trash mobs out of the way so that we can get the drops from the boss. And that is not necessarily the way people approach content in KOL. There are going to be people who approach it that way, and I feel like to them, you know, it's going to make some sense, right? Like, the fact that almost all of the content in here is on the bosses, and of course it is, you know, because this dungeon is a place for the bosses to live. But in KOL, it doesn't really work like that, you know? It was interesting seeing Dev's reaction to begin with. Like, why would we want to kill this boss? Because it means we can't adventure in this zone anymore. Weird. Like,
it's not a zone. It's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah,
to the
like,
boss.
It's an obstacle. Why do you want to keep, you know, monkey bars are an obstacle, but they're fine to fuck around at.
That's true.
I need to take a pee break, so I'm gonna do a little short couple of songs here, which I have on my desktop. So
you have song wads?
I have song wads on my desktop. All right, we'll talk to you guys in the next 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
Parties, y'all, a tasty piece of pastry. Y'all still like to fight to fake it. I get where the party takes me. A funky, funky junkie, y'all. A funky, funky donkey, y'all. A picture of the devil's daughter. I'm a picture of holy water. Oh, pretty prince of parties, where's the party now?
I don't know.
Oh, pretty prince of parties, where does water follow?
I let it flow.
Oh, pretty prince of parties, can I come to your party?
No.
Oh, pretty prince of parties, where do you get your clothes?
Lovely smell, pretty party clothes, crocheted and smell.
Mickey Maury minstrel, y'all. The high priestess of tinsel. I'm the guru god of Punjab. Rama Shalanka, Lanka, Ravi Shankar. La 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 la.
I'm the motherfucking rhinoceros. My beasts are fat and the buzz are on my back, and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Kids, I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and rather dated, and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip hop hippopotamus, the hip hop hip hop.
They call me the hip hop hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes our rhymes are polite, and I think of a denim is right. That was very delicious, good night. Sometimes there is green like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, some margarine.
They call me the hippopotamus. Flows like Lola Phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes
and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment, I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Buzz the rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why exactly? Watch why.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why? Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my Nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'. You know me, mother, I could charge a 2-buck transaction fee. Makes my payment short, my rent comes back to me. Minus a $25 penalty for your fee. Me, cause of your mother, I can say. Read the word, I'm an ATM slip. Said we're all mother, I can say, we're acting with this shit. Come on.
Too many motherfuckers, I can do my shit.
My transaction shit.
Too many motherfuckers, I can do my shit.
My weekly statement shit.
Too many motherfuckers, I can do my shit.
With my balance shit.
How many motherfuckers?
The motherfucker runs a racist fucking grocery. The motherfucker won't sell an apple to a kiwi. The shit fight's gonna get vicious and malicious. Cut the c- I need my red delicious. I'll get the kiwi that my money is invested. Gonna die some motherfucker like a motherfucker. Salad that don't f- Granny Smith f- up an avocado. Mango. I'm popping apple in his ass, yeah. I'm gonna juice the motherfuckers. He's gonna wake up in a smoothie. Everybody come on. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Anything exciting happened while I was in the bathroom?
You tell us.
Out here. Huh. Yeah. Matt G987 says, can you make it so we can see someone's class even though they have to have a custom title? It's a pain for Hobopolis to not know who is from the class. Yeah, I keep meaning to put that on the profile page. I believe that I can see... I made it so I can see what class I am when I have a custom title because I change classes all the time and I never know what it is. Tomato Bob says... No, damn it.
You are jumping around so much I can't...
It is because I keep going... Every time I switch out, I go back to the Radio Bugbear messages instead of to the wiki post.
I see.
Psychosis730 says... I really have to thank you. My clan chat has never been this active, so thank you. I was making fun of you about the press release thing,
yeah.
But we got a lot of press as a result of that press release.
Well, at least 5 articles.
Yeah.
Really?
Different news sites posting about this. Yeah.
I've only seen you lick the one.
I licked them in the wiki.
Oh, well.
If you read the wiki, if you cared.
I read it sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta give Hogulus access to the wiki so that he can make everybody else look bad with how hard he works. let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, will you make it so the pork gems can be used in clockwork things? No. No. Last thing to do there is the...
pork work?
Yeah, the
clock pork.
The pork pounding.
Yeah, actually, the pork pounding.
In a box is pork whacking. That he does. Enemy Lasagna says, what happens to our captured clanmates when we fled the dungeon? Do they drown?
Nope.
No. We fixed all that today. If you flood the dungeon, they can just try and wait for rescue, and it will give them a little story about being blasted out of the dungeon.
Yeah. They get a different story if they try to eat their way out.
You can also no longer go... Nilosia says, in the sewers, I rescued a player, and a dozen turns later, I saw myself rescuing him again, so that makes no sense. That will no longer happen. You'll just get a message about how you don't want to go back down to where that cage is. That's just the game protecting
thing.
You from Paradox.
Yeah.
Dio says, hey guys, two things. First, I was wondering if you click on Dungeon in Channel Hobopolis, could it take you to the basement instead of its current message? And secondly, is it a feature that you can't pickpocket nickels from hobos? Thanks for the great new content, guys. It was a... I believe that it is... We've deliberately prevented it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's
the case.
Just because we didn't want people to be able to pickpocket tattered scrap, pickpocket tattered scrap, pickpocket tattered scrap, scrap. Like, we want those nickels to cost a turn in every single case.
Yeah.
To get it. I almost went back to the wrong page again.
Because you hate this page.
I do.
We're not on the same page.
Enemy Lasagna says, why does Moxie not have any effect against hobos at all? It does. People will eventually figure out what's going on. There are a lot of...
There's a lot of high-level weirdness going on.
Especially against the bosses. The normal hobos just have a couple of weird, kind of non-standard combat behaviors. And
yeah.
those will get figured out.
It's all high-level content, so we had to... There's some new things. People are just assuming these are regular monsters, and they're not actually.
Nothing down there is ordinary. We have put so many absurdly powerful things for fighting into the game that it just became it was so difficult given the existing set of rules that we had to make fights that were even remotely adventurous,
basically.
and so you know. Is just because it is basically trivially inexpensive to just perpetually stun lock every single monster in the game, right? And that kind of sucks. That's lame. So you know we created the concept of stun resistance on monsters, and now every monster we add to the game from now on, none of your existing techniques are going to work on them. That isn't true. Moxie does have an effect. It just there are certain things that it doesn't.
Doesn't work the same way.
Enemy Lasagna says, here's a question. Why don't ranged weapons work the way melee weapons work, except using Moxie instead of muscle? Why can't it be that simple? There would be no plinking that way. Now, that's true, but there would also be no reason to ever level any stat other than Moxie.
Right.
So that's why it's like that.
It used to be that way, in fact.
It might be actually Moxie would increase the critical chance for ranged weapons somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. We've thought about that. I think there was a combat tweak in testing for a long time where Moxie did increase the crit chance for ranged weapons, but I think it was a time when we were working on something else, so nobody ever really paid any attention to it. Nilosia says, what kind of dreams have you had about KOL in your sleep? I hardly ever have dreams about KOL. I've been having a lot of dreams about fucking scorpions lately.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know
like
why.
In half?
Yeah, fucking them in half to get back at them. Sad that Mark Driver, apparently his book didn't do very well, so I haven't heard anything else out of him. NC Sorcerer says, can we have an option to collapse the Hobopolis logs into tabs to click to display just what specific numbers did? You know, people are going to keep asking for different ways to view the raid logs, and I think that that's reasonable, but it's going to piss people off that the old logs will not have the same functionality. Because the logs for the raid that you're currently on are in a database table that's like sortable and, you know, where clausable and searchable and any other number of manipulatables. And once you've closed Hobopolis and it's closed off the raid records, it puts them in another table and it just stores the logs as a big chunk of text, which is not going to have any features. And so right now it's identical, and so there's no confusion or inconsistency, and every feature that I add is going to be one more point of inconsistency.
Well, I mean, maybe we make the old logs two different formats. If there's the way it is now and a comma separated values, like a CSV file for dumping into Excel, so you can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then the current logs, we could do whatever, you know, whatever people ask for, maybe.
Huh. Yeah, if it just output a flat CSV, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Because then, you know, they can sort of do whatever they want, but we're not going to be responsible for maintaining. Because just in terms of database space and table sort of sanity, we can't have all the old records just stay in tables. They will grow.
I mean, there are already tens of thousands of rows in that table just from raids that are going on right now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people going to open them and not finish them, too. So that, you know,
that table
will
just keep getting bitter.
It's going to get bigger and bigger, yeah.
And bitter and bitter.
Bitter and bitter?
Yep.
Cheese152 says, "Hey, Jake and Company, even though I'm not that active in my clan, I just wanted to thank you for Hobopolis. It's an amazing amount of content and has kept me more interested in the game. Also, the art is great." I'm pretty happy about the art. Bacon876 says, "How do you guys feel about clan leaders putting restrictions on who can enter the dungeons and who can't?" We don't really feel one way or another about any sort of social issues in the game at all. That's, you know, we kind of figure that's your problem.
That's what social issues are all about.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, "There's no way to tell them apart, but there's some strange glyphs scratched into the top run of each of the ladders." You meant rung, right? Yes, I did, and I fixed that earlier. Linguini Lad also asked if there's any Beetlejuice references in the game. I'm sure that there are.
Aren't there? Yeah, God, I could have sworn there were.
I'm sure Pop Goes the Loading would know, or the Wiki. iClubU says, "It seems that if you endeavor not to do anything Kathy does, you should not sweat a lot. See here," and then links to archives on the sneeze. And then Zortek says, "Maybe Jick's clan should be blacklisted from the clan dungeon leaderboards."
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. I just got rid of the flag that was causing that to show up. But yeah, sorry about that. I had to kill Old Scratch a bunch of times to test something, and every time I did it, it gave me one of his trophies. So I just forgot. Southwest says, "Hobos were a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. Seriously, though, I've not seen my clanmates have so much fun for a damn long time. Nicely done." Well, thanks, Southwest.
It's honestly, it's kind of freaking us out how positively people have been taking this.
Yeah, I don't even know who I am anymore. Nobody's complaining about this. Oh, yeah. Seldon has a list, yeah. Goddamn Seldon being the first person to do everything. It was like right after... Right after rollover. Just, Seldon, first one to kill Old Scratch. Hey! Oh, yeah. Seldon got Frosty. Yeah, right, there was that bug that was making it a lot easier to kill Frosty than it should have been.
The whole cold zone is actually kind of a big puzzle zone. I think it's going to be a while before people figure out how that works.
Yeah, optimizing it is hard, too.
Yeah.
Much, much more complicated than optimizing the other zones.
People, you know, it's... There's a lot of stuff I don't even want to give people directions in terms of like how we've thought about what it means to optimize, even, because there's two different ways to optimize throughout Hobopolis,
every really. Zone and in every zone typically, and throughout the dungeon as a whole, yeah,
and
so.
very orthogonal, and they have kind of complex interactions. And
yep. Lord Mackerel and Kittywake both saying that elemental files need multi-use. Which they do.
Well, wait, though, because aren't those the ones that do the 40 turns of the form?
Yeah, is it 40?
I think it's 40. I think you specifically didn't do that because it was, you made it so long, you didn't want people to, because you can't, once you've done it, you can't undo it by using another form.
No, but you can eyedrop it if you really want to.
I guess.
I mean,
that's true.
That's the, you know, to it also wasn't particularly useful, right? Like, you would tend to want a form for a turn or two at a time on previous applications, whereas now you could conceivably want it for 500 turns in a row. So, I mean, enough people have asked for it that I think,
sure,
if you maintaining a protecting people from themselves policy is not really sensible in this. All right. Dr. Pojo says, is there a particular reason why Alex DeLarge's prison number doesn't correspond with an account number? Is DeLarge the last name of Clockwork Orange?
I don't know.
Just happened to get deleted, I guess. Dr. Kier says, Chicken Company, Hobopolis has renewed my love of this game. Good show, guys. No spectacular show. Subbot says, Frost's Carrot, an accessory for Steel Clubbers, requires 200 Moxie. Bugger feature. That is a bug.
Scott,
you want to fix that? Make it muscle.
Wait, accessory? You mean mysticality?
No, I mean muscle.
What?
All of the class-specific ones require main 200 main stat for that class.
I did not realize that. You sure it's muscle?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Seal Clubber only item. I wanted it to be muscle.
Whatever you say.
Drakefly says, about the arena, how about instead of spending your own adventures there, you drop your familiar off with Susie for, say, 5 adventures per arena event. Also, change familiar equipment for, say, volleyball equipment bonus to +1 stat per fight rather than a weight increase. Hybrid issues arise, though. Yeah, which is why it's easier in general to just have plus weight on familiar equipment. Huh. So files only get 5 turns of the form.
That's
Okay, so it goes to 40 from 5 if you're a sorcerer?
No, it goes to 15.
It goes to 15, okay. Alright.
Although I suppose because you get like 3 potions, one then it's like,
oh, yeah.
You need to get
45 for the ingredient, yeah. Huh. Well. Dr. Van Vennojo says, I'm curious, why is it that 200 power is the most you find on any item, even very high level ones? Is this just a cap you guys set for yourself to prevent power creep, or do some bits of code just not work well with items of more than 200 power? Well, the armor definitely doesn't, because it was designed with a certain cap in mind, the way damage absorption works. That should probably be reevaluated, given the current state of the game anyway.
It is so broken at this point.
But what we're probably, what we've done is started to have monsters that ignore a certain portion of your damage absorption. So you can crank it up past the cap productively for high level stuff. The thing is, on a 200 power weapon with +50 damage is significantly better than a weapon of whatever power it would take for that damage level to occur. So I'm kind of okay with 200 just being, this is a high-level weapon. All high-level weapons have the same base damage, and almost all weapons are going to have some kind of damage enchantment on them anyway. So that's the way that we make stuff more powerful. Because also, the range of damage that a weapon does gets bigger and bigger and bigger as the power gets higher, and eventually it gets to just this kind of absurdly inconsistent range.
ACM says, this is my first time as a Possumancer after all the revamps. Do you really want to have two Cannelloni skills with such similar names? And I came up with a name for... I came up with a different name for one of them. And you were like, okay. And then we didn't actually do it.
That's probably true. That sounds like something that I would do.
Shoot.
Ashelon says, the names of the hobos in the stench area? Made of pure wind. Keep up the good work. Yeah, that name generator. The thing is, that name generator, we finished that so long ago that I've just, like, not even...
That was, like, the first thing you did for Hobopolis.
Yeah, because... Okay, so now I can tell the story.
Yeah.
Hobopolis is the thing that got put off. So all right, so we had several things to work on at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, right? We were going to do the Elvibrato stuff. We were going to do a single-player high-level content zone. We were going to do the first clan dungeon. And we were going to do Ultimate Hobo Fighting Championships. Right.
Yeah.
We got Elvibrato done. That was it. Because everything that we do takes 4 times as long as I expected to. Even when I take that into account.
Yeah.
It's Hofstadter's law. So We got, so the way that the hobo stuff was initially going to work is you were going to get...
It was not going to be a clan dungeon.
Yeah, it was not going to be a clan dungeon. It was going to be a rare drop from hobos in the sleazy back alley. A ticket for Ultimate Hobo Fighting Championships. And the more of them that you used, probably in a day, it would basically randomly generate a hobo with... that was stronger than the last hobo that you fought. So you'd use the ticket, and it would put you in a fight, and it was as though you were, you know, you were ranking up in the tournament, right? So you're fighting harder and harder hobos the more tickets that you used. Like I said, probably between rollovers. And then we would have some leaderboards for that, and it would just be a kind of standalone high-level content vector that was relatively straightforward. We spent a tremendous amount of time trying to come up with ways to make the fights interesting and just sort of failed. I think it took us 6 months to sort of have inspiration for enough tricks for making combat interesting at the high levels that we were talking about. That's just why it never really got off the ground. We basically, every time you beat one of the hobos, you would get a nickel, and then the nickels were just usable to buy stuff. And we tossed around a bunch of different sort of structures for, okay, well, let's say that past the fifth hobo, they start getting a specific attack that it does 90% of your hit points in damage unless you're wearing this item that you buy with the hobo nickels. But then that just got to be, it got to be a little too puzzly for something that was supposed to be more of a kind of progression thing. So basically we just didn't figure out a good way to do it. So decided, well, you know what, let's just do Hobopolis as a clan dungeon eventually and use the hobo name generator down there. So rather than doing all this work on the name generator and having people see one or two of these a day, that people can just see hundreds and hundreds of the funny hobo names. And that's... We were working on another clan dungeon that I was like, you know what, this is too complicated. Let's just do Hobopolis and do it really
straightforward. Really simple.
Really simple, just... six zones, each of which has a boss, and that's it. That's all that's going on in there, but that never fucking works. You know?
I mean, that's what it is, effectively, but it took... It was just... Yeah.
The tickets... The ticket was reclaimed for the stuffed...
Yeah, the stuffed Hodgman.
Yeah, so I was really confused why...
It suddenly put you in a fight with a hobo, and you're like, this doesn't seem right. Like, oh yeah, I should change that. Also, writing Hodgman's muttering engine was fun.
I love the image.
That was all hot stuff. I just drew kind of an old Jewish dude, and then and the hot stuff went crazy. He wasn't supposed to be Jewish. It was just the hat I gave him.
Yeah. And I emailed Hodgman about this.
Yeah.
I emailed him about six weeks ago. Yeah. And was like, hey, we're going to do this. Do you mind if we name the boss after you and use some like bits of your names? Because we basically took apart a bunch of his names from the 700.
Are all
names.
The fragments still in there?
Yeah, we didn't ever take them.
I mean, not really. I would say that we probably used 200 fragments out of
they didn't all make sense.
Yeah, they weren't. A lot of them didn't fit in it. We basically wrote the generator, figured out what we could pull out of his that was useful and not.
And then we wrote a bunch of additional.
Some of them were jokes that were so specific that it was like, you know, this is not a nod to him anymore. This is just ripping him off. You know, so like, I took some of them out that were too specific, and then we wrote, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more. We all took a crack at it, and then all of the. I don't think any of the elemental ones came out of Hodgman stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, I emailed him about 6 weeks ago and didn't hear back, and I was like, well, crap. I mean, does this mean we have to take them out to sort of avoid sort of violating copyright or whatever? And I didn't think so, so I was like, well, I'll email him one more time and say, okay, we're doing this. If I don't hear from you, I'm just going to assume that you're okay with it, whatever. And then he emailed me, and he's like, yep, sounds great. I'm flattered. And then he wrote me back again, on Tuesday, and he was like, "Do you get my sort of very, very late okay?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then I sent him a copy of the press release that we sent out about it. And he said, "Oh, that sounds great. Good work." So.
Yeah, I gotta admit, you know, I was dubious about that press release, but it worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
did we, in fact, release it to the press?
We did. Stuff faxed it to the AP.
Which didn't care about it at all.
Yeah.
The Associated Press. They don't.
Yeah, maybe.
No, it's too late. I mean, they don't. It's been days. They wouldn't, if they hadn't put it, they would have put it on the wire if it was, they would have put it on the wire, and it's just not.
Enemy Lasagna says, can you change the ring of increased damage to include ranged? It does. Right now. Anything that adds straight physical damage,
plus damage,
adds range damage to. Which I never did make that split, because I was afraid that it was just going to... We had always planned, okay, we're splitting melee and ranged plus damage, right? And we looked at everything in the game that gave plus damage, and almost none of them made sense for life. They all were either melee or both. They made sense for. And so it was just like, we didn't want to nerf ranged weapons even more in the face of the sort of amount of plinking that was going on already in semi-optimal play, so we just never get it. I guess eventually we could go back through and put in enough plus range damage stuff to make up for it if we ever did do it, and then we could actually say melee damage, range damage. You know, just saying plus damage is less confusing to people. It's confusing to the people who look at it with a lot of knowledge and are trying to figure out how stuff works. It's less confusing for newbies. So. Linguini Lad says, I thought that seal clubbers specialized in making weapons. Why is it that I have to be a turtle tamer to make the secret hidden thing in the sewer, which is a weapon? But, well, because turtle tamers work with skins, right? It just happens to be a weapon. They make whips, too, don't they?
Yeah.
Do seal clubbers make the whips?
Oh, I don't remember, actually. I think they...
Yeah, seal clubbers.
Seal clovers make whips? I don't know. Dio says, hey guys, on the previous clan dungeon runs and the clan dungeon logs, is there a chance that the number of participants could be added to those details? Thanks, guys. Yeah, I should do that.
The nice thing is that I feel like all the work that we do on sort of enhancing the sort of any sort of dungeon mechanics or interface that's sort of going to be applicable to other stuff is work that sort of makes everything that comes in the future easier, you know, because like all the log stuff is just code that we just get to copy over for the next clan dungeon.
Yeah,
you know,
so much work went into this backend logistics for clan dungeon stuff in the first place.
I'm
it's not, you know, another clan dungeon is going to be a couple of months of work. We can't fool ourselves into thinking it. You know, but the thing is, it's gonna be
another one of this size would still be a couple.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're thinking that. So the idea was that Hobopolis would be a medium sized clan dungeon, and that there would be larger, more expensive ones and smaller, cheaper ones. But I'm thinking that this is a large one because
I don't know. I just don't know.
It also, I guess, depends on what we mean by large, right? Like we could do it because honestly, we thought of a 5,000 turn dungeon as being kind of small in the grand scheme of things. Right. But the fact that I kind of want 20 people to be able to do any clan dungeon in a day, you know?
Yeah.
And so many more than, you know...
But the thing is that Hobopolis isn't a 5,000.
It isn't a 5,000 turn dungeon, sure. But,
yeah. So.
Man, that's going to be exciting.
To see the board go
down. Yeah, the fact that there's going to be stuff, the fact that there are things that just aren't going to happen for months, and it's going
to... I don't think it's going to be months. I think it's just going to be weeks.
It's going to be weeks, yeah.
There are people who figure stuff out, and they'll be like, oh. That's what they're going to be like. Like the turtle in Finding Nemo.
Right. Xmoodex says, in terms of content, this is great. Why is it that the small things you come up with are great pieces of work, like the content familiars and Spooky Raven, and the big long projects are utter failures, like NS13 and Hobopolis? I mean, I find it frustrating for somebody like myself, who legitimately worked up to 10 million for Hobopolis, only to see mediocre content and enchantments that should have been implemented with NS13. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but this scheme seemed pretty Jewish for poor content with an overrated price tag. Also, I'm very aware that eventually over time there'll be more dungeons, but come on, at least make it worth the cost of admission. It is true that eventually the 10 million meat that you spend for this basement will get you more than it currently gets you. But, you know, if you run Hobopolis by yourself, Smoot, and sell some shit in the mall, you will make all that meat. It's going to take you a long time, and, you know, to say that it is poor content. Also, to describe something, you know, I'm not going to say that it's somehow immoral to jokingly make fun of Jews, but to describe something as Jewish because you feel like you've been ripped off by it, that's kind of lame. It is not... First of all, the content familiars, those kind of have a pretty significant in-game cost for significantly less content than is in Hobopolis. So I don't think that there's really any way that you could judge the content of Hobopolis versus, say, the content of the Llama and say that one of them is just ass compared to the other. They're just different things. And you know,
I also don't feel like MS-13 was not a failure, or that Hobopolis, which has been out for 3 days,
yeah, Hobopolis certainly not. MS-13, you know, MS-13, I think that the reception was disappointing. I will say that, and the audience was disappointed in MS-13. We also spent a lot more time building it up, and it had a lot more. The thing is, Hobopolis we were able to roll out without pissing in a single bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
No one got hurt.
The fact that it's optional, you know, that is the thing.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's so fucking great. See, we should have done Hobopolis instead of NS-13.
Sure.
No, because then you'd be able to get all these skills and just do like 10 one-day ascensions in one day to farm them all.
Right.
And then there would be no complaints at all. The only things people are complaining about are the things that require them to actually go back and play the rest of the game. See, that's how good Hobopolis is. How dare you put something in here that makes me have to leave to ascend from this skill? I'm telling you. Subbot says, the trouble with these questions that I pulled into the wiki is I don't know when they came in, so I don't know if they predate
the
bugs. Well, I know what order they're in. Oh, first of all, Dr. Van Venmojo says, thank you for the skill Ray's Backup Dancer. I think that's, without a question, my favorite thing in this game. See, that's cool, because you didn't even know about it. That was the, God damn it, I haven't had any ideas, so I'm just going to force myself to come up with something for this skill, because this shit is rolling out in, like, 20 minutes, and I don't want a placeholder skill in for this, and so, and of course, that's people's favorite.
What did you do?
That's the spooky fireball skill.
Nice.
But, well, that's the thing. It was four times the cost of a Saw Storm for three Saw Storms, you know? And that's what you call balance. No, and I mean there are gonna be times in the future when it's gonna be a lot more important. Those skills and there's some stuff going on with the other elemental skills that people don't exactly understand now.
Yeah.
And they probably eventually will. It's the trouble with describing things is that we are so just all over the place in our writing that it's sometimes difficult for us to sneak gameplay relevant text in without people thinking that it's just flavor. But you know, we kick flavor. That's what we do. All right. So now we're on the questions from earlier today before I flushed all the questions. Griffin says, for the love of Boris, please reduce the time spent gnawing through the bars in the basement for subsequent entrapments. I'm doing the dungeon solo, and I've lost 70 turns so far. Thanks. I mean, the thing is, those 70 turns are nothing compared to the thousands and thousands of turns that you're going to spend soloing Hobopolis past the sewers. So it's just, you know... That is kind of something that was done to discourage people from soloing it. That said, I'm still not convinced that this is a great idea, but...
It's a great idea.
Hot stuff is, so you know, he's probably going to make me do it. Basically, if somebody is trapped in the sewer, you have the opportunity to spend 5 turns with Richard to go get them. Because we can't make it free, we can't make it cost a single turn, because it is always going to make more sense for somebody to do that, to get someone out of the cage, than it is to actually send somebody into adventure.
Because, I mean, there is a pretty clear strategy in my mind of how to do this without screwing anybody over, but...
Yeah. I think people have basically got the whole sacrificial lamb.
Right, but then, but I don't know if they figured out that what you then do is you have two or three people stop 10 or 20 turns before they actually finish the sewer, have the sacrificial lamb get closer to the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. You're right. They haven't figured out that strategy.
Until just now.
Yeah. That's the thing. There are a lot of things that you can take advantage of because you can just sit in a choice adventure indefinitely.
Yeah,
and that's like that. One of the only things in the game where it's as though you are somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to just kind of, you know, throwing yourself at different points on a map one at a time. Like and
that's
so it's
a key part of a lot of the multiplayer strategies is that I don't think people have necessarily clued into yet. And that'll be interesting to see how they figure it out.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, we tried to think of as many of the sort of simultaneity issues as we could to sort of exploit them for fun content and interesting mechanics. But we knew that there were going to be things. You know, going down and seeing yourself rescuing somebody else from the cage, that was like, oh, shit, forgot about that. We should deal with that. But we had thought of so many things like that it was pretty trivial to fix. It was, you know, that data was stored in a way that made it very easy to tell if that was going to happen, and so it was, you know. Excuse me. Enemy Lasagna says, why must it be that buffing someone who already has too many songs in their head wastes the number of times you can use the buff for the day? That is just a bug. I need Fizzy to fix that. Tomato Bob says, could the dungeon log show how many scare hobos each person has deployed? I guess I'd also like to see how many parts of each type they collected, but that's already a pretty busy list. Let's see. Regarding Sorcerer's Potion and Illuminati Sorcerers, could Sorcerers have a debuff resist, sort of how it takes Old Scratch several turns to take off all your buffs, or take all your buffs off? Or was that just me having way too many buffs on? No, it's meant... We meant for you to be able to deal with that fight by just packing yourself with hundreds of useless effects if you wanted to. I mean, that, you know, that kind of thing would work. If Sorcerers needed to be any awesomer, that would be a way to make Sorcerers awesomer. But I don't think we need to make Sorcerers any awesomer. though I am an awesomer Sorcerer philosopher. And I use the name awesomer. No. Answer that one. Spleen Masters. Gotta say, Hobopolis is awesome. Thank you much for such a fun new addition. Kudos, guys. Noah and M says, shouldn't the bottle of sewage schnapps be a shot of sewage schnapps to match all the others? No, because shots of schnapps are things that you make via fruit and, or things that aren't fruit and, fermenting powder, which is not how you make sewage schnapps. The Dark One says, dungeon logs under the different areas, is there any possibility of having all of the player's actions grouped together? That, you know, if we ever do put in a sword option, that will be one of the sword options. Naked Jew says, for both wiki accuracy and my own EPN, can you guys please confirm that I was the originator of the term Hobopolis? Yes, Naked Jew, you were the originator of the term.
Okay, so, Hobopolis. Can I go back to a thing you said? You want all the parts of the outfits to be, the class outfits to be equipable by their main stat?
That was my intention.
Okay,
yeah.
None of them are like that.
Oh.
So, when the guy was asking, when he said the accessory was Moxie, he thought it was supposed to be Miss Cowdy.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
I can go back and fix that now, but nothing is even close to like that.
The thing is, I wanted a level 15 seal clubber to be able to wear the level 15. I wanted him to be able to wear Frosty's entire outfit.
All right, well, then I need to change
all. You know, all of the drops from the bosses existed before we decided that they were going to be class specific, so that's probably why. They had natural.
I'm fixing that now.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna ask Amplitude if we can go a little long, so that we can get through all these questions. Of course, now the backup's running. So. See, Caledron says, I have a question for Rift. My DS Lite's touchscreen is becoming inaccurate. Wait, please ignore the above. Where did you get a replacement touchscreen for yours, and would you recommend it, or should I wait till it becomes unbearable and then get a new DS?
He got a replacement touchscreen by buying a new one.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the touchscreen's fault, though. It was the main problem that I ended up having was that the replacement, the shiny, transparent blue replacement case that I was attempting to install the guts of the DS into while simultaneously replacing the touchscreen was an utter piece of crap, and in the process of disassembling the DS and reassembling it and then re-disassembling it and attempting to reassemble it back into the original case, it ended up getting fucked up.
You only have two disassembles.
Yeah.
Disassemble.
I'm not entirely sure where I got the touchscreen. I couldn't tell you. But I'm sure what I did was to Google around until I found a reasonably respectable-looking place selling DS parts. And since I found one, I know there must be one out there.
They sent it to you, and there wasn't like -$200 in the box.
Right. There weren't any. The box was not packed with human hair or anything like that.
Darth Dud, so we did not do not prevent people from adventuring in a sewer until Bopolis is complete.
Really?
Yeah, which we really should.
I thought that was the book that I specifically fixed yesterday.
No, it was the remote form submission allowing you to skip the sewer entirely bug that I fixed yesterday.
Oh.
Which, if only people knew about that. trying their early speed run.
Subbot reports that Chester's bag of candy isn't zappable via the zapping menu, and I don't understand how that would be possible.
Yeah, I don't remember enough about how zapping works. I need to check.
It should be. It really should be.
I mean, can you?
I can't give myself.
You don't give yourself a quest.
I can't give myself any of them. That's what I'm saying.
Subbot says, could the skill books that are specific boss drops go into the clan loot system rather than the killer's inventory? They're very valuable right now. It's going to be less of a big deal when they stabilize at whatever their price is going to be. So, no. Catatonic Monkey says, are the spooky hobos not properly elementally aligned like one might expect? I guess I should clarify. I do 2 damage to them under the elemental forms they should be weak to, 1 in their same element, which is really just strange. Now, the spooky hobos are just magic immune, basically. So,
tough love.
Yeah, that was one place where I just sort of needed. I wanted to encourage it to be an easier place for muscle classes to fight in, or a place where they could really shine. Although, you know, Weapon of the Pasta Lord.
Yeah. That's half as effective.
Istanbul also saying, on more than one occasion now, I clicked on the Hobopolis picture and wound up going to Town Square when I meant to go to an elemental zone. Could this issue be addressed? Yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll look at it and I'll figure out what the best way to do it is. Doc Trauma says, love the new content in Hobopolis. It's really renewed my interest in playing the game. Dr. Melidi says, I was stuck in a cage overnight and I was wondering why I couldn't have a swig of drink to help me gnaw out. Why is inventory not accessible in the cage? Also, no K-mail is harsh. Well, you can't get to the post office because you're stuck in a cage, and you can't get to your inventory because it's hung on the wall outside the cage. Really, you can't do anything while you're in the middle of a choice adventure, and that's the way that we trap you in that cage, is by trapping you in a choice adventure.
I think some of the moderators are complaining about not being able to get emails.
That's kind of funny.
Huh.
Maybe they can establish some special thing or something.
It is rough, though, because that's pretty deep in the code base, that particular.
Yeah, and it's really like letting them out, you know, just putting something in there, like, oh, get out of the cage for free if you're a moderator. Like, no, that's. Cavaloso says, I want to know if any of the powers created the character Chester based on personal experience. He was just supposed to be a real life hobo version of Senor Card Gage. I was pretty happy with the way that the artwork turned out for him. I was not
he's,
at all sure
he's
how,
really
was,
funny.
How I was going to draw him. Yeah, the dudester pointing out that the twiddle your thumbs bug on cliching, which I really need to look at. Destroyer Beacon says, since I started 4 years ago, Hobopolis is the best new thing that's been added. Thanks a ton, and please continue making co-op multiplayer stuff. Now, didn't you hear, Smoot? Hobopolis is like the worst thing we've done since. The 3 says, Age of Conan. Thoughts? Fact-based opinions? Ill-informed rantings? So I was playing a Herald of Zoetli, and every time I turned into the Cthulhu thing, wailed on people with a sword. I was like, awesome, I just wailed on people with a sword. And then when I turned back, I'm like, where the fuck is my hair? And then there was a patch. And so every time I would turn into the Cthulhu monster, I would then turn back and I'd be like, why the fuck am I wearing somebody else's hair? Because they fixed it, but not really. And then there was the thing where whenever I
stealth.
Well, whenever you stealth, you could see your eyeballs floating in the middle of your head, which was fucking
cool. Because they were a slightly different model or something.
And then every once in a while I will log on and my character just won't have a torso. Legs, arms, and head just floating around empty space that is covered up by armor except for, you know, like the thighs. It's...
My favorite was you're telling about the patch note post-release, which said, money withdrawn from the bank will now add to your current total instead of replacing it.
A week after launch, that bug was in the game. Where you would withdraw money from the bank and it would just give you that much money and just obliterate whatever you currently have.
My assessment of Age of Conan and Lord of the Rings Online is that they are both trying too hard to look realistic. You know, it just...
From what I've seen, they look very Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, they just look wrong.
You would feel the same way about EverQuest 2. Like
probably.
There are a tremendous number of things where you could show somebody a screenshot of any of those three games and they would have no idea which game it was. Right, without the interface in there.
And my problem is that...
Anything you see in World of Warcraft, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's World of Warcraft.
Yeah, and World of Warcraft, sure, it's cartoony. It's like, it's, you know, got lower res graphics maybe or whatever, but it's consistent. It doesn't ever take you out of the world.
And it's amazing. It's really beautifully, artistically designed.
The art direction is impeccable.
The art direction exists.
Yeah.
there is an overall art direction ethic. You know, as opposed to, like, make this look like the world, right? I mean, there are some things where, you know, play Lord of the Rings Online, oh, look, it's a hill. That looks like this hill I saw once. You know, but it's not, oh, look at the, you know, look at those menacing thorn bushes whose thorns are three times as big around as my body, you know? Like, that's what it would look like if there were some really big thorn bushes. You know, there aren't. I'm seeing something that I can't just go see in the real world.
Right.
Play World of Warcraft.
I guess I just don't understand why Tabula Rasa was kind of the same way. Like, just so many of these games think that what we want is a realistic depiction of reality, when in reality we want a cartoon that we play that reminds us of reality, kind of.
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't understand why that isn't just obvious.
It's kind of unforgivable how badly put together Age of Conan was for how long they've been working.
I saw, what was it, 2004... I was looking back at a 2004 video game magazine. It was like Age of Conan sneak preview. I was like, "Wow, and it had screenshots. It had screenshots from Age of Conan from 2004, and you know, 4 years later."
Did you see the little YouTube video of the guy on the horse? This guy for his griefing amusement stood on this narrow, like, I don't know if it was like a bridge or like a ledge going on across a mountainside. Uh-huh. Was on his horse with the horse facing into the wall, and there's only this little gap of space left for people to get around behind the horse.
Yeah.
And as they would walk behind the horse, he would hit the button that made the horse buck and kick them off the ledge.
Because there's clipping.
You can
kick people on your horse, and it just sends them flying.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Yakety Sax was playing the entire time in the version of the video that I saw.
That is awesome. You know, clipping. That's another thing. I could not believe that they were going to have clipping. I mean, you just stand in a doorway with a really fat character. And, you know.
I think that there might not be clipping in town or something.
But in a dungeon, I mean, it just opens the door for just nuts.
But it also opens the door for a lot of awesome. If you do it right, you know, like kicking people off. Let's see. Dr. Van Ven... No, Foggy says, so I've got about 3 gazillion Hobopolis questions, but I'll try to stick with just a couple. I know solo dives are discouraged, but how long would one reasonably take? I'm expecting that I'll probably be doing this for the next
month. I wouldn't say they're discouraged. I would just say that we warn you that it's going to take a fucking long time.
I mean, yeah. But they are somewhat.
There are a tremendous number of
mechanics
so?
Designed to speed things up for multiple players.
And yeah. the sewer... If somebody says this is a pain in the ass to solo, our answer is going to be don't solo it rather
yeah.
than oh let's hold your hand here. So you know that,
or
that's
yeah, even just invite a friend in to get trapped for 10 minutes and then you know get through the sewer
yeah.
or something.
Well, and plus I mean there's a ton of people that are looking for clans and other people to do it with.
Yeah.
So just you know find some.
But I mean if you
want to
you know, probably on the order of 5,000 turns if you're. If you're shrewd and Foggy is going to figure out what we were thinking.
I would say 4,000, 4,500.
Yeah.
If you're just doing it, yeah.
Dr. Van Van Mojo said, would you consider limiting the accordion thief songs from Hobopolis by casts per day instead of turns per day? It's annoying that 15 doesn't evenly divide to 200, and accordion thieves frequently have 15 turn buff durations because their legendary epic is so useful. Even if it was 20 casts a day, it still wouldn't be useful for buff bots. Yeah, we went around and around and around on this in dev because nobody liked the way that I did it. But
20 casts per day doesn't make any more sense.
Yeah, I honestly don't believe that it makes any more or less sense to do it the way anybody else wanted it done. But the fact that they all felt like that means that probably the player base is going to feel like that too. However, what I need to do is I need to make it so if you try to cast more, if you're buffing item is going to allow you to cast more turns than you actually can, that it just gives you the difference.
I thought you said you already had done that.
No. Yeah. I meant to. Well, when I said I need to do that, I meant I need to tell Xenophobe to do it.
I see.
He wrote all that code. So when he's fixing that buff, or when he's fixing that bug.
Huh.
Buff bug.
I see.
Ton Ken says, will the price of the basement levels go down anytime soon? Nope. Tiny Plastic Chic says, man, Hobopolis is like having a second penis.
Okay.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, oh, and kudos to the team. Hobopolis was the most fun I've had with my clothes on in quite some time. Sweet.
Just a note, you can play it with your clothes on.
Yeah, you can. Akino says, has Hobopolis caused a noticeable reduction of total meat in the kingdom? Yes, it has.
Yeah. It's been kind of nice to watch.
Captain Kidd says, will there be any more clues regarding the unsolved ocean puzzle in the near future? Yeah, we actually just figured out a way to do that that satisfies everybody, I think.
Sort of. Maybe.
A deadhead says, may I send 10 million meat to a multi of mine who is the leader of another clan for use in opening the clan dungeon? I think probably that's okay.
What my thumb is wondering, actually, Progress 1234, as the one person.
Right.
Yeah, he actually, due to some mix-up, does not have pulverize right now. So he was wondering if he could send, let multi spend 20 turns in the sewers to make it eligible for receiving loot, so he could send the loot at that point.
No.
One turn in the sewer does not make you eligible for loot anymore. I mean, it was never like that. That was not a nerf. Nobody knows that's how it was in testing.
Also, just don't
yeah,
check
and
multis.
And no. Don't no. Sorry. Crowmax, no.
Go,
no.
Go,
bad.
Go get
bad.
Pulverize.
Bad.
Go get it. Go
yeah.
get it. Go get pulverize.
Good Crowmax. Jane Dragon P says, why can people adventure in the sewers after the dungeon is finished?
Because we
fucked up and didn't.
We should probably fix that before the evening is done.
That's probably true. Mythman611 says, Jake, would you be ticked off if somebody hacked the game and made the login button a link to a Rickroll? I think it was pretty funny. Please tell me there is a Penny arcade game reference in Hobopolis somewhere. No. There's not. Really.
Yeah, I don't know what we would reference.
All they have is robots that piss on things, right?
Well, they have
yeah.
robots. You fight a lot of hobos.
Oh.
Yeah, you
do they also
a lot
piss
of
on
hobos.
Things?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a hobo urine scientist, yeah.
Wow, I was kind of kidding about that.
Yeah. Like suggesting that one of their comics just be a big penis with the word fuck on it. Unless you've already done that, you know. There was a comic about him, like, talking to some relative who didn't approve of it. Suggesting that as a good comic idea.
the spore creature creator worm that was just a worm with the word fuck grown out of its back was
kind of great. Oh, wow, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that one was kind of fantastic.
I mean, there were a lot of the just cock and balls, or like, oh look, it's a, you know, it's a monster that looks like
two people
one
having sex.
One biped fucking another biped or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
I am shocked.
Moderation.
I am shocked that they allow that much control. When I saw the proto controls for like creating creatures in the early like demo of the game, it was like you pick a feature and then you let your feature sort of evolve. You didn't get to screw around with that much control. You would have never had that much control. So I'm just amazed that they decided to go to the point where you can make.
I think what has happened is that, yeah, I think you might not get that much control if you start from the protocellular phase.
Yeah.
But they've set it up in such a way that if you choose, you can start the game by jumping into any phase you want.
Wow.
So if you jump into the creature phase, you get full control.
That's weird. I would have thought they would have forced you to play through. It's like being able to start civilization like with half the world already taken over or something.
I don't know if there's some advantage to doing it the long way or what.
Type Login says, love the hobo bosses. Also, the loot is causing some conflict. I'm super happy that within minutes of Hobopolis rolling out, there was already a thread that devolved into a like raider versus casual dichotomy in KOL.
Yeah.
Like, sweet.
I can't wait until chat, like normal chat, is need tank four.
LF2M tank and healer.
Yeah. Pissed, please.
Zortag says there's already a 49-40 turn Hobopolis run. Did you expect it to be able to be done that fast? And we expect it to be able to be done much faster.
I think he means did you expect a
run
that short
that
soon. The simulacra mechanism is one of the main ways to speed through the town square, and it was fairly obvious and pretty straightforward.
Yeah, no, I was a little surprised that that the first run was that quick, because I figured that it would be done just so much quicker by, like, a KOL exercise thing, but I forgot that getting that many people through the sewers very quickly would actually eat up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So the fact, I mean, I was a little surprised that their first few runs were...
Yeah, I'm sad that we lost the logs from
that first run.
What would you say is the... What is your guess that the theoretical fastest run is?
We have very specific numbers in mind.
I don't really want to talk about them. I want to see what happens, because you know, if it turns out that we were totally wrong, we don't want to look stupid. So,
yeah.
But
there's.
Sorry. Oh yeah, I left IP a little note in the field that would be their records. So I guess. You can show that to people who are whitelisted.
See? He talked to us. Yeah, I've been reading your forums, actually.
Masteria says, Jake is awesome. I officially love Hobopolis. STLN12 says, I love KOL. Gleeb says, Hobopolis is awesome. You are awesome. The Ghostface Killer says, new dungeons, how far away? Months.
Yeah, some months, maybe.
ACM says, just made it to Hobopolis. I noticed that not all of the side areas have a 1 to indicate that you're going into battle if you click there. I think the 1 is missing from some of the interstitial pictures. I think you fucked up with your fucking crazy layers.
That should not be true.
Somebody said Burnbarrel 11. Guys.
Burnbarrel 11, you can't do into there anymore.
What O is 11?
11's when?
11's the final one.
I think there is a 1 press.
Oh, okay. Anyway, if you find that ACM, let us know where it is so that we'll be able to fix it. On Frosty's, was there something wrong with the? Oh, is there still a placeholder? Yeah. Okay. I need to understand.
Okay, but all the side areas, not all the side areas. I mean, do they think that? On the main Hobopolis map, they're supposed to have ones, because they're not, because they all go to subzone. And maybe they're looking at places that have already been cleared. I think that might be it. I don't know. I don't mean to be coming up with justifications, but I'm pretty sure that's.
Yeah.
topic.
We should get off of here.
Off of the air.
Yeah. Oh yeah, one thing. What I promised Erica Sendel, I'd say how lovely her ass is, and it is very wonderful.
We're never letting you on the radio again. Bad intern. No shout outs.
Sorry. I won't. Not again. Okay. I did. I just promised her.
TRL. All right. Well, you guys can listen to the dulcet tones of Wesley Willis and the dulcet tones of.
You poor guys.
He's pretty.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was sucked to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was running to the crisp. He was cast to the lake of burning flame. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire birds stabbed me in my ass too. They sucked the blood out of me, killing me. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Folgers, it's dead to the last drop.